This is the Parallax for Friday, April 10th, 2026. Multiple angles, one picture. Here's what you need to know today. We start with an unusual moment at the White House. First Lady Melania Trump appeared Thursday to deliver a scripted statement denying any ties to convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein or his associate Ghislaine Maxwell. The address came from the same room President Trump used to address the nation on the Iran war. And here's where it gets interesting. Reports indicate Trump told aides he was unaware his wife had planned the appearance at all. How different outlets framed this tells you something. The Guardian reports the statement sparked confusion among reporters, even well-sourced correspondents for right-wing outlets who couldn't explain why she chose to raise the subject in the first place. Fox News, meanwhile, led with the forceful denial, drawing bipartisan support from lawmakers calling for congressional hearings. Axios described the address as head-turning, and noted the administration's handling of Epstein files has been a months-long headache. Al Jazeera focused on Democrats calling for Attorney General Pam Bondi to testify before Congress, with lawmakers warning a subpoena remains in effect. The fundamental question, what prompted the statement, remains unanswered. Turning to the Democratic Party's internal divisions. The DNC's Resolutions Committee voted Thursday to reject a measure that would have targeted AIPAC's influence in Democratic primaries. The decision came during the party's spring meeting in New Orleans, where tensions over Israel policy were on full display. The committee also deferred two additional resolutions related to the ongoing conflict. The Guardian reported the panel's decision was a blow to progressives unhappy with AIPAC's involvement in Democratic contests, characterizing the establishment's response to the Israel question as no thanks. Fox News framed Democrats as facing off over Israel policy and AIPAC spending, describing the gathering as a test of party unity. Newsmax reported Democrats simply avoided taking a stance altogether. What we're seeing is a party trying to manage a fundamental disagreement without resolving it. In Congress, House Republicans on Thursday blocked a Democratic attempt to pass a war powers resolution that would have constrained President Trump's ability to unilaterally restart hostilities with Iran. Separately, House Democratic leaders scheduled a briefing on the 25th Amendment following pressure from rank-and-file members frustrated with limited options. Axios reported Democrats are effectively stuck, knowing impeachment won't succeed with Republicans controlling Congress, but facing pressure from their base to escalate resistance. A senior House Democrat told Axios, quote, "People are pissed." The same outlet reported Republicans blocked the war powers vote during a pro forma session. Fox News described it as Jeffrey's gambit to curb Trump's Iran war powers, and noted that after rank-and-file pressure, Democratic leaders opened the door to 25th Amendment discussions, with Senator Andy Kim calling Trump unfit for office. The Guardian reported that prominent Democratic figures gathered at the National Action Network convention in New York to strategize on midterms, affordability, and the Iran war. The picture here is a Democratic opposition without legislative power, trying to chart a path forward. Now to the ceasefire that may be unraveling. A Pakistan-brokered truce between the U.S. and Iran, now on day 42 of the conflict, is facing mounting pressure from two directions. Shipping through the Strait of Hormuz is near total paralysis, while continued Israeli strikes on Lebanon have killed more than 300 people. President Trump on Thursday called Iran dishonorable for charging tolls on tankers, declaring the fees not the agreement we have. Iran's new supreme leader, Mojtaba Khamenei, stated Iran does not want war, but seeks compensation. Vice President Vance is set to lead a U.S. delegation to peace talks in Islamabad on Saturday. How the story is breaking across outlets reveals the fragility of what's being held together. Al Jazeera reported shipping in the Strait of Hormuz is at a standstill, with Washington and Tehran accusing each other of not honoring the truce, and quoted Iran's parliament speaker warning that time is running out. BBC Verify analysis found only a few vessels have crossed the strait since the ceasefire deal began. BBC also noted that Lebanon thought there was a ceasefire before Israel launched what it described as a deadly blitz. And critically, Israel has maintained that Lebanon is not included in the truce. That's the Parallax for Friday, April 10th. Thanks for listening.